Ever wondered how intelligence agencies go about the recruitment process? We may have the answer, and it's based in the 19th century. Introducing Cicada 3301. The third round of a mysterious competition has just launched to very little fanfare. A largely unknown and unpublicized series of puzzles has intrigued those who first came across the competition in 2012. Searching for highly intelligent individuals, the clues have required participants to travel around the globe, taking them to countries in the field of Australia.
The moment that I put an ear to the beat was an omen. The doorway to perception was open, stepped in it broken. Now the fully formed figure remains, accepted the coaching, stepped in clear headed. Then the exit is smoking, time is running out. I keep trying to cut the bun and dine, but times are pretty low in London time. So I light a little lemon, stay adjacent to the underground, and watch the fakes run around when the sun is done. And when the sun is up, misguided little kids, I run them up. Crying out for a voice, but no one's done enough. Hustle hard for some choices they can muster up. Bust the guard through this clusterfuck. The so-and-sos and the such and such. For some of us, the shit is much too much. So we look for real stuff to touch before the dust of dust could change something if we trust in us.
Yo, the moment I put my voice in the beat, you are frozen. The Necronomicon holding, I've gone golden like Frieza. Hold the beats like Ike and Tina. It's nice to meet you here in life's arena. But now I'm sat here inside the speaker. Catch my words like the preacher. I'm Jesse Custer, you're the wide receiver. My mind resides inside the nine ether realm. The language they speak, only a live Elohim could tell. You see the cell, the prison of man's mind. All the roads lead to the extinction of mankind. I'd get my head in the game if I had the time. But for now I'm stuck in this 9-to-5 pantomime. What the apple, my life has gone bizarro. Back of the neck, scanners on the barcode. I'm ready for the cybernetic implants. Until then, I'm cool with these hypothetic skin grafts.
Motivate, kill the world while we procreate. And fight over the gross estate. All we're left with is an empty bag of tricks and a roll of tape. For any open mouths, cause there's no debate now. Throw your weight around, I just hold mine. Resting on me laurels like I'm sitting on a gold mine. Legs dangling over the edge, spitting whoever it hits, less cancelling. Even if it seems wrong after, no one gives a shit, bitch, be gone faster. As long as the people are still falling at me feet like a Qigong master, I'll be sipping this liquor contented. Dissing you cause your whip isn't rented. Comfortable in yourself then I assume. Tripping over me dick as I entered the room.
There is currently nothing to suggest that the true motive of Cicada 3301 is about to be revealed. But if it does turn out to be a new way of recruiting spies, it seems that aside from a knowledge of cryptography, the darknet, and coding, future intelligence agents also need to know the works of famed occultist Aleister Crowley and socialist artist and poet William Blake.